Midda, Tura and the rest were still dealing out rough justice to Triggered Frapp when Diggs strolled across. He nodded to them.
I say, chaps, don't knock the blighter's block off just yet. I have a question or two for him, you see. So, pardon me, and leave off kicking the villain's bottom for a while, if you'd be so kind. Thank you.
No sooner had the young ones ceased beating Triggert than Mouse Babe Diggler hailed himself upon the miscreant, squeaking shrilly as he pummeled him. With one paw, Ambrovina lifted the still-kicking Mouse Babe off his victim. She was shaking with mirth.
Oh, you great fierce warrior, spare him. Allow Diggs to talk to the rascal.
Distastefully, the young hare hauled Triggers up by one dirt-crusted ear and commenced his interrogation.
Now then, you foul-smelling brute, where's your cooking gear? Oven, cauldron and whatnot, eh?
The mad hog spat out a loose tooth, mumbling.
Don't need that sort of thing. I eats everything raw.
Diggs nodded understandingly.
I can see it is doing you a power of good. What sort of things do you eat raw, what?
Spines fell from under Triggert's shabby cloak as he shrugged.
Anything. Fruits, roots, fishes, frogs, worms.
Diggs held up a paw.
Stop right there. I've had enough, thank you. A chance of a decent feed here, chaps. What do you suggest we do with this curmudgeon? What?
Midda had taken the knife from Triggert's belt. She brandished it.
Kill him? That's what he deserves after the way he made us suffer. Kill the scum, I say.
Diggs wrested the knife from the shrewmaid. He smiled wanly at Ambrovina.
Typical Gaussim, eh? Not very blooming maiden-like. I know one just like her. Name a flib.
Midda grasped the hare's paw.
She's my sister. Is she still alive?
Diggs nodded.
Aye, missy, and just as jolly well feisty as you, if I ain't much mistaken.
He pointed the knife at Triggert.
Well then, me stinky old scout, looks like you ain't too popular this season.
The crazy hog grovelled at Diggs' foot paws, wiping at his leaky eye as he wailed.
I never meant to hurt him. T'was all a joke. Spare me, I beg you.
Diggs, whose mind was still on food, posed a question.
Right. I'll see what I can do if you can tell me this. The mainstream yonder, does it run twixt some high rocky banks where a good old water vole has her home, what?
Triggert's bare head bobbed up and down furiously.
Aye, sir. I've seen her, though we ain't never talked together. Old water vole wears frilly aprons and bonnets. Just follow the stream down a ways. You'll see her place. On the right bank it is, sir. Now, will you spare me?
The chubby hare grinned cheerfully.
Why, of course, my dear chap. I say, young'uns, wait till you taste old Mumsy's victuals. Real first-class scoff.
Tura gave Triggert a none-too-gentle shove.
And what do we do about this rotten thing?
Triggert began giggling insanely.
Don't you fret, missy. Just leave poor Triggert Frapp here. I won't never harm another creature. You can take me word on that.